Okay. Okay, well, this morning we'll be in chapter
3
of the Revelation. And I'll apologize ahead of time. I may have to cough a few times with the sinus drainage, but we'll get through it. I'll begin by reading it.
Speak up.
Okay, verse 1 of chapter 3. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, and I know that you have a name, that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, which are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess the name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, and also will keep thee, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them, that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith he. I can't even see that word for some reason. He that saith the Amen and the faithful and true witness, the beginning and the beginning of creation. I don't know why I can't even see that for some reason. It's in a color I just can't see through. It's purple, it looks like. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knoweth that not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich and white with white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches.
There's some, not to blow my nose.
That's okay. And it worked out.
All right.
That's just natural.
People know we're so
there's seven times in the Revelation that it says this. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Another place it says, blessed is he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit says. It's in the Revelation. All these times, if you go read each one of them, and it's in chapter 2 and 3, and if you read all those times and see all the benefits that go along with being able to hear what the Spirit says, it's not talking about these ears on the side of your head. Yeah. It's about your spiritual ear inside opening up and hearing. It's amazing what the promises go with that. I'm not going to get into that right now. I just say, need to take a look at it. It's in Revelation 2:7, 2:11, 2:17, 2:29, and then Revelation 3:13 and 22. Okay. And
it's all like he that has an ear.
Yeah. Let him hear what the Spirit says. Well, let's go back to 3 and start there. 1. And to the angel or the messenger of the church of Sardis. What does Sardis mean?
Red.
It's red. What's that speaking of?
Adamic nature.
The Adamic nature. So it's talking about the church of who?
Man.
There you go. About what we have in the world today, the church of man. And
we got man's thinking.
Man's thinking in the church. It's all designed by what they think, not what God says.
Okay.
And it says, these things saith he that has the seven spirits of God. The only one who had the seven spirits of God was Christ. And the seven stars, okay, which was the seven spirits again. Okay. I know your works that thou hast, or that you possess, a nature and a character that thou livest, or you're alive, but you're dead. That sound like anything you know? Church, it's the churches today ran by the carnal mind. You say you have these things, but where's the proof of it? You know, they're not living it. You know, you go into churches today, and the rich people sit here, and the poor people sit in the back, and you know, there's separation all through the churches. We got black churches, we got white churches, we got Indian churches, we got, you know, every other kind of church. There's only one church.
So they're not walking what they're talking.
No, absolutely. That's what he's saying right here. He said, I recognize that you say you have these things, but you're not doing it. You're not doing what you say you're doing. In Isaiah 4, it has something to say about that. Let me back up and read that little verse real quick. Excuse me.
Which verse?
Isaiah 4:1. I'm almost there. There it is. It says, and I'm going to read a couple of verses. It says, verse 1 of Isaiah 4. And in that day, seven women will take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by your name to take away or to remove our reproach or our shame. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. That's the ones that's come out of the world, you know, and got straight. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, excuse me, and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Kind of like what he said back there about in the book of life, you know, the ones that are not right will be taken out, the ones that are will be left in. It's just, the whole book is just interwoven. When it says you're dead there at the last, Romans 8:6. Let me read that one to you. Romans 8:6. Verse 6. To be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is hostility toward God, because it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed because it is impossible to be. Can't be. And they think that they can make the carnal mind, they can dress it up, they can fluff it, they can buff it, make everybody smell good on that day, and and wear the perfume and their fancy clothes, and they think that's what it's all about.
That's the same thing as polishing the outside of the cup. And
clean the outside of the cup, and the inside's full of all kinds of abominations.
Yeah, dead man's bones and all yep. that.
And that's what it is. I mean, it's not like it's hidden. It's always been there, but they just can't believe it. And then in verse 2, he goes on and says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain." And literally it should say confirm. Confirm the things which remain are the remaining ones. Strengthen the remaining ones that are ready to die, because I have not found thy works perfect or complete or fulfilled in the eyes of God. Okay. You still have some flaws, but you're working the right direction. Okay? Remember, therefore, how much you have received and heard, and hold fast, okay, or guard it, and repent. What's repent mean?
Change the way you think.
Change the way you think. He said, if you hold fast to what God has given us, how could you not change the way you think?
Okay.
I don't know how people think that they can go on and stay the same way, hear the truth, and never change. I don't know. I don't know how they. If they hear it, they have to change. That's not a choice. Didn't he say in Isaiah 55, "My word will not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what it was sent thereunto to do"? Mm-hmm. If it's meant to change you, guess what it's going to do? It's going to change you. You ain't got no choice in the matter. God said so.
That's what you were saying about if you hear.
If you hear. That's what I was saying about to him that has an ear. If you have an ear to hear and you hear it, you ain't got no choice. You're going to change. That's not an option, is it? It's not what you're doing. It's just what God has planned in your life.
You might not like the change, but you are going to change.
I guarantee you. Most of the time, you won't like the change, the process of the change.
Yeah, what you have to go through
to get the change.
Get that change.
It's not easy. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. So he's saying, I might send you a little surprise. Huh?
Adam. Huh? No. Surprise parties.
Yeah. Well, you'll think you're just in the tall cotton, and all of a sudden there ain't no cotton. You're just flat on the ground. He'll send you a little surprise there and just totally upset your apple cart, and you'll say, but I went to church every Sunday this month.
And he said, I'll have no other gods before.
Yeah. And he also said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. See? I wasn't associated with what you were doing. You were doing it on your own. Servants don't make decisions. Servants do what?
Serve.
They serve, that's right. Just do what you're told.
Who's the greatest among you?
Your servant.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He said, you have a few names, even in Sardis, okay, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk, what?
In
the midst of me, in the realm of the Spirit, in white, because they are what?
Worthy
or deserving, okay? Mm-hmm. He said, you got a few there. There's some everywhere. Even in the church realm, there's a few people that's doing things right. They just ain't got enough guts to get up and get out of it, but there's something there. Okay? We can't judge everybody to be totally screwed up. Biggest part of them, yeah. But that's not our place to judge them, is it?
Love them where they're at.
Yeah. And then he comes back with his famous line again. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, or from out of the book of life, but I will confess, okay, I will acknowledge his nature and character before my Father and before his messengers. And those messengers are past and present. When he acknowledges it, you know, past or present. Okay. Some of the great messengers of the past will be standing there hearing your name.
It'll be an honor.
Yep, it'll be an honor. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, what's everybody think about that when he says, what the Spirit says to the churches.
To the buildings.
They think buildings. Church organizations.
That's me.
Individual people are the church. We're the church. And he says, if you have an ear, hear what he's saying to you. And they won't teach you that in church. They'll teach you this organization, this building is what it's all about. This ain't about nothing. This is just keep the weather off of you.
And God was really in the service today, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But we are the churches, and what is he saying to us? I wrote that little word there beside Selah. Stop and think about it a little bit.
What he's saying to you.
Yeah. Listen to it. Verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, of brotherly love, okay, means there wasn't any fault found. Because in love there is no fault, is there?
Nope.
In true love there's no fault. These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. There's no fault found. Ain't a lot of them around, is there? But see, here's the key. No fault found. You know why there's fault found in people? No. Because they've not accepted the free gift of forgiveness. See, most people think, if I did something, then I'm outside. He died for the sins of what?
The whole world.
What sin did he not forgive?
None.
Past, present, and future. Right?
No.
But as long as you think that you have not been forgiven for something, how could you possibly walk in total peace and forgiveness? How could you not walk in total freedom if you think you are free? But as long as you think you're bound by something that you're doing or something you're thinking that's not right, just because it's not right doesn't mean that God's cast you aside. You've got to realize when he forgave somebody, he forgave everybody. And if you don't forgive yourself, whose fault is it?
Yours.
See? God's already done it. But if you want to hold yourself at bay by thinking, I'm a bad person, I can't be a good person because I think the wrong thing or I do the wrong, that's not who you are, is it?
No, you're in condemnation.
You're in condemnation because of that carnal mind, what it's doing, what them cherubims running through your head doing.
And the majority of the people you talk to that goes to the buildings,
yeah,
that's where they're at.
That's where they're at, and you ain't going to change that anyway. He never told you to try to change anybody.
And you try to talk them and encourage them, they just continue.
Oh, but I'm a dirty, rotten sinner. Yeah. So that's what they'll tell you. But you can't think yourself that way and be free, can you?
Think yourself that way, that's how you're going to behave.
Yeah. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
I told somebody that. Pretty much the same thing earlier this week, and then their response was, "Oh, I'm not going to argue with you." And then they just couldn't help; they just had to get out of there.
Oh, absolutely! He made their feet got hot.
I wasn't nasty or nothing with it.
No, but you say you got a right to say what you say.
I just told them the truth.
That's it.
So they started saying, "Oh, we saved this many people and all that."
Verse 8, it goes on to say, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door that no man can shut.
There's the freedom.
Right there's total freedom right there. You cannot fail. He said, I've set a door before you that's open and no man can shut it.
Mm.
Not even you.
Come out.
Right? Just accept what he's given you and come on. Okay? Because thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name, my nature and character. Simple. You're already there. But you've got to believe it. If you don't believe it, there's no way you could attain to anything, could you? Verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Now, this is a good verse here. Behold, I will make the ones of the synagogue of Satan. Now, what are we? We're the tabernacle or the synagogue of God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But what is the synagogue of Satan?
False accuser. Yeah.
The carnal mind. That natural mind process is the synagogue of Satan. Which say they are Jews or they're religious. They say they think they're religious, and I say yeah, amen to that. They're religious. But they are not. Okay? But do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship. The word worship there is kiss like a dog licking his master's hand.
Yeah.
See? That's someone that's ashamed of their master?
No. See? Totally.
People say, well,
totally
well
yeah.
I'm a Christian. I said, well, I feel sorry for you. They don't know what to think. I said, well, you're a preacher. I said, yeah, but I'm not a Christian. I'm a child of God. I'm not trying to put any labels on anybody, but you can label yourself any way you want to. I said, I don't even have hair on my head, see, so I don't need to cover anything. I just am who I am. I'm a child of God, period. I don't need to wear a certain kind of hat to impress somebody. God, I've had plenty of them try that. Well, I'm kingdom, I'm this, I'm that, you know, and I said, just a child of God. That's all it is. Don't need to be nothing else.
Label makers.
If you exalt yourself, what's the scripture say?
I'll abase you.
He will abase you. If you abase yourself, he will exalt you. Well, I'll wait on him. I'll wait on him. Let him do it. Not up to me.
Yeah.
But he said, I'll make them come and worship her like a dog licking his master's hand before your feet. And that just speaks of humility. Your feet can speak of humility or lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And even to know that I love you. Not that I have loved you, but that I love you. It's in a present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you have kept the word of my patience, right? You have kept my word. You've guarded it. I also will keep, okay? And guard you from the hour of temptation. That's the affliction sent by God to test one's... can't read my word there now that I wrote. That's pretty bad when I can't read my own writing. To test one's character. Okay, I can see it now when I got the light changed. So what did he do there? He said, because you have guarded the word of my patience, okay, of my enduring presence, okay, I will guard you from the hour of temptation, the affliction sent by God to test our character, which shall come upon all the world. Who's going to get this?
Everybody.
To test the ones that dwell, not upon, but where? In the earth. The inhabitants of the earth. Okay. And again, just like I read over here about, he's going to, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. He said, this right here tells you clearly God sent it to you. Right? He sent it to test everyone on the earth. See what kind of character you are. When you're put in the test, what are you going to show? Are you going to show who you really are or who you think you are? Who you think you are is what you're going to show. But do you know who you are? See, that's what I'm trying to make a statement is. Most people think, well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. So they're saying, I'm a sinner. I'm not a child of God.
I'm not worthy.
And if you think you're not worthy, guess what? You're not going to be. You're not going to live the life of someone who is worthy. That's the whole context. We have to know within yourself. This isn't what someone thinks about you. This is what do you think about you? Do you believe what God has said about you? Do you?
Yeah.
If you believe it, guess what?
You went through the door.
You've got it. You just walk through the door. The door is open, right?
This is when the rubber's really hitting the road.
What this is about.
There's no pretense that's going to make it through this. No.
If you don't do it, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Like God just taking off all pretenses and saying, this is what you are.
He stripped you off in total humility.
Yeah.
And that's where it's got to be. Pretty good stuff.
And that's scary as all get out to your flesh. I mean, it's got to go.
It hasn't got a choice.
And that's a rough deal. Scary.
Verse 11 goes on and says, behold, I come quickly. hold that fast which thou have, in order that no man take thy crown. What's it saying? That no man take thy crown.
Not even one.
Well, wait a minute. What man is he talking about?
Not the Adam man.
Your own. You're the only one that can give your crown up. Okay. Nobody can convince you anything other than what you want to be convinced. Either God convinces you, or that carnal mind, that serpent talks to you
if
and tells you.
If a man convinces you, you truly do not have
what God says you
fast,
have.
Hold yeah. fast.
You don't have that nature of God that you keep saying you have. You're just another man. You don't mean nothing
just
to nobody.
Like King David said, don't take your Holy Spirit from
yep,
him.
Yep, that's right.
He knew that you can get weak and allow that thing
sure.
to be surrounded by
But problems. Every mistake... And we've talked about that this week. Every mistake you make is a learning process. It's a learning opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you never make a mistake, would you ever learn anything?
No. You just be a blob.
You just be the same mess you was when you started.
Yeah.
Okay. Might as well still wear a diaper and let somebody feed you and change you and everything else, because you never changed anything. Your physical body might grow, but you never changed your condition of who you know you are. And that's what it's all about, finding out who you are and living it.
I just thought of that song, I just stepped in to see what my condition
just
was.
Just stepped in to see what condition my condition was in.
And it's good to do that once in a while.
Yeah, you better. Mm-hmm. You better. Okay, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. The temple is what?
You.
It's us. Mm-hmm. But what's the pillar?
A testing stone.
It's a pillar is something that has been tested and disciplined. See?
Which is a Christ.
It, we went through all these crises through our life that He has set before us. Just like Jesus went through all of His, if you don't suffer with me, you'll not rule and reign with me.
The foundation has to be tested.
Yeah, you don't build a house and just stick some kind of board or tree or stick underneath the house. You've got to put a solid foundation there, don't you? And that's exactly what God's doing. He's making you. God already knows who you are. All these tests are for you to find out who you are. When you're in school, just like kids here that's in school, they don't go through a test for the teacher to find out how smart they are. Not really. Mm-hmm. It's for them to find out how smart they are. For them to have the confidence to know that I know what I'm talking about. Not to panic when there's a test, because you know what you know. Just answer the question. See? No panic, just do it. Because you know what you're talking about.
I had an escort.
Huh?
I had an escort.
Yeah.
And
so that pillar.
It's a temple of my God. It's already been tested and tried.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall go no more out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that's saying?
Once you know you've passed your test, you know what you are. You can't lose them.
You won't depart from
them. You won't depart, yeah.
I'm trying to see what I wrote down here. Some of the stuff I write so small, and I got a real bright light on my desk, I can see. It's not that, it's a real bright light. This cataracts are working on me.
We can arrange a light if you'd like a light, Mr.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a big halogen one out in the garage I need to bring in.
Or a bigger writer, bigger book.
No brighter lights.
Get that one of them LED ones.
said he will go. He will go out no more. So basically, what's he saying?
He's standing fast.
Yeah.
He's done.
We live where? In Him. Mm-hmm. How long?
Always.
Continually.
Mm-hmm.
How do we live in Him? Continually. See, he said, "You'll come in and you'll never go out." And I will write upon him the name, the nature and character of my God, and the name of the city, the New Jerusalem, that's the bride of Christ, of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Okay, there it is right there, the bride of Christ. Revelation 21:2, it says it again. Which comes down from the realm of the Spirit, not heaven, but the realm of the Spirit, from my God, and my new name.
The realm of the Spirit's in you.
Yeah. But that's coming down from a higher realm within myself down to the lower realm, so the lower realm can see, hey, I am that. I am that. And then he says again, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Who's he talking to?
Me.
There you go. That's the right answer. Me. And into the church, into the messenger of the church of Laodicea. What does that mean? Laodicea.
That the Democratic bunch.
It's justice of the people, but it's really important pointing to a church that's democratic. Let's vote for it. Let's make a choice. Was God right about this or not? Let's vote on it.
All these church names are in the carnal realm of our mind.
Sure it is. Right. Absolutely. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, or truthful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, that's Christ. In Genesis 1:1-3, what was that?
That was the beginning.
The beginning of the creation of God.
God.
Now, there. In Genesis 1, here. Let me get to that first verse. Okay. One more page. There we go. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. No. In the first fruit, God, Elohim, the plurality of God, created the perfect God-man. And the earth was without form. It was formless and void. And nothing in this form was void. It was waste and becoming desolate, should say. And darkness or ignorance was upon the face or the mind of the deep, which is humanity. And the Spirit of God brooded upon the face, or he protected the mind of the waters. And the waters, again, is the many nations and peoples and tongues. So he protected the minds of humanity while they were in ignorance. That's what he was telling us. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay. God said, Jesus said, he is the light that came from above. He came to light the darkness that we were in humanity.
Christ in him.
Yep. And God saw the light, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. I mean, that's just all it was. He was creating the Christ. Is that a one-man Jesus?
Mm-mm.
It's a many-membered body, right? It was a corporate Christ. Okay. Get back to where we was at. Verse 15. I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And it should say, I wish you were cold or hot.
Mine does.
Huh?
Mine says that.
Does it? What translation is that?
New King James.
Yeah, it's the New King James, I think, really, I've come to believe, is probably the number one translation. New American Standard right behind it. Very close. Verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor heart, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. What's that really saying?
Can you stand somebody who can't make a decision?
Well, let's look a little deeper into it, like in the physical realm. If you eat something and your body rejects it, mm-hmm. what's it saying about what it's rejecting?
It's bad.
It's worthless. It's not usable. Your body says, I can't use that stuff. Get it out. And that's what God's saying. If you're hot, neither hot nor cold, if you're hot, I know how to take care of you. I know how to take care of your cold. But if you're going to play lukewarm, play church, you know, run down the aisles in the middle of the church and play church, then I got no way to use you.
I'm walking down the middle. No. You're kind of flip-flopping.
You're flip-flopping either way, just whatever it is, you're a politician, more or less. So I've got no use for you.
Same thing everybody wants to hear.
Yeah. Okay. And verse 17, because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not what that thou art wretched and miserable, or literally miserable and to be pitied, is what it should say, and poor and blind and naked. Okay? I counsel you to buy of me gold. What is gold?
The nature character.
He said, you need to buy the nature from me. Do you think he's really talking about giving him money for something?
No.
He's talking about giving of your life, giving of yourself. That's the only purchasing power you have. How did God purchase the earth back to himself? Through Christ, right? He sent him to the cross. He gave his life to rescue the whole world, didn't he? The only way you're going to rescue you is give your life in the natural for the life of the Spirit. And it says it's tried in the fire. It's refined in the fire, right? Mm-hmm. In order that you not cross out that word mayest, because that's so doubtful. It's just a doubt word, and it's not even in the writing anyway. It's an added word. That you be rich, in order that you be rich and with white raiment, in order that you, and there's another word, mayest, cross that one out too. It's not there either. It's an added word. That you be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes, your vision, okay, with eye salve, in order that you may see. I got Proverbs 29:18 down for that vision thing. Oh, I know what it says.
I was thinking about putting on the righteous, put on a righteous piece of God.
What was it, Proverbs
29:18? You know what it is? Where there is no vision,
people lack.
It clicked when I said it. Then let's see. I think that's surely what it says. 18. Where there is no vision, no revelation, the people perish. People show lack of restraint. Is what it really says in the King James, in the language. Where there is no revelation, the people show a lack of restraint. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Yeah. Okay. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hebrews 12:6. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. Same thing, huh? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him. Okay?
Sound like
and he with me. Do what?
Sound like relationship.
Yeah, there's a relationship here, but it literally should be in the midst of him, in the midst of the Spirit, rather. But he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And see, people get this picture, and I've seen this all over the world.
Yeah.
Picture of Jesus standing knocking on a door.
Yeah.
That's a carnal picture of this thing.
That's
nothing
outside of you.
That's all an external thing. And what door is there except the eyes and the ears? He wants you to open your eyes and ears to what the Spirit's saying to you.
He has an ear to hear.
Yeah. Like we've said all these times this morning. If any man hear my voice, there's the ears, and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him in the midst of the Spirit, and he in the midst of the Spirit also. Verse 21, to him that overcomes will I grant or give to sit in the midst of the Spirit with me in my throne, in my place ruled. Now, wonder where that place might be.
In your mind.
It's in your spirit.
Okay. Well,
I know, but I'm going to tell you, we get cut of word, but our mind is the natural thing. Our spirit is the innermost being. It's inside of that mind thing. Just like people say, Jesus lives in me. Well, no, he didn't. That's just technically.
That's
he lives.
You don't live in you.
I understand. But see, the Spirit of Christ is what they're talking about. And the Spirit lives inside of each one of us, doesn't it?
Yep.
But he's really not living inside. He's like this. He lives in your spirit. Because your spirit and his spirit is one. You become one, right? Now, he's living in the spirit, in your spirit and him together. And they are living inside. So he's living in your spirit inside of your flesh. So the flesh is just a covering, like you crack a nut and get the good part out, you know. That's all. We're not. This part is not important. This is just something to get us through the journey. That's all it is.
The Spirit is just a tree of life inside of you.
It's a tree of life inside of us.
It's a tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? Which we don't want to eat of.
There you go. The knowledge of good and evil. See, it wasn't an actual fruit.
No.
Just the knowledge. It's all in your mind. It starts at the very beginning.
Thinking.
Yep. And the last verse says this. Or did I finish that? And I'm set down with in the midst of the Spirit with my Father in His throne, His place ruled. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto, I'm going to put it this way, you. Okay? It's about you hearing. That's all it is. Nothing else.